All right, here we go. Sunday Funday.
Woo!
There you go.
That's right, baby.
That's Nick.
That's Nicholas.
Is it Bhutan or Bhutan?
Bhutan. Like about on.
Because I've been saying Bhutan since probably 2008.
Bhutan.
And I've got Dakota Sherrod.
Yes, sir.
That's all. That's Dakota. How do we know each other, gentlemen?
Primos. I guess Chili's.
Yeah, Dakota and I used to work together at Chili's. You were a host. No, I think you were a server. Because
I was definitely a host.
Oh, yeah, you were young.
I was spending my $6 an hour.
Oh.
Well.
$6.
And then we all worked together at the infamous Primo's.
Primo's?
Back when it was more of a...
Golly, did you open it?
No, I didn't open it. It opened in 2008, though, right?
I think it was after that because... Let's see. I want to say I was out of high school and so maybe it was 08.
Yeah, because no, it opened in 08. There's probably a Wikipedia page. I wonder if there's a Wikipedia page on Primo's LLC.
Primo's LLC attacked by the IRS. Shut down.
But the thing is, and I think we should all clarify it right now. It's not Primo's Rockwall. It's never been Primo's Rockwall.
What do you mean?
It's Garland? People always say Primo's. Did you not know that?
I mean, yeah, I know it's in Garland, but...
People don't say Garland on purpose because they think it's trashier that they say, hey, this is Primo's in Garland. They always go, Primo's Lake Ray Hubbard, as if to say that's a little bit fancier.
I say El Chico.
I guess it's just a marketing kind of thing.
Yeah, super smart marketing on the fact that it's not Garland. But yeah,
it's like
Rockwall.
If you got a taco shop in Oak Cliff, but it's... Or, you know...
That's fair.
You can make it sound a lot better if it's like, off Ferguson.
Highland Park.
Highland Park. Or whatever. Ferguson. I don't know where the hell Oak Cliff is.
They don't call it that. Oh, I'm looking at their website right now, which their online website is super, super fancy compared to what it probably used
to
be.
I don't know why, but just looking at that word happy, I maybe want to drink.
Well, I mean, you want a beer? I have one. It's a Coors Light.
Looking at that Primo's emblem made me just regret a lot of life decisions.
Yeah, looking at the Primo's emblem made me want to vomit.
Actually, yeah, I'll take a beer.
All right, I'll get you a beer. What? We're going to keep recording. Watch out. Carbs, 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 carbs.
What?
But they don't call it $2 Tuesdays anymore. They just say Margarita Tuesdays because now they're $3.
Motherfuckers. Yeah. You should always just make the margarita weaker but keep the same price.
Yeah. No,
I mean, really, because
pro
think
tip,
about
guys.
It. I mean, it, like, if you notice, like, everything that there is, like, there's anything that doesn't go up,
yeah,
the product goes down. Like, yeah. I've noticed, like, I have this certain box of spaghetti that I always have always got my whole life, and it's always been the same price, but the noodles are progressively getting shorter.
Oh.
Same thing with Reese's. Reese's did not used to be the size they are now.
Oh. What do you mean, like, the pieces?
The actual Reese's.
They've gotten smaller?
They've gotten much smaller. If you don't notice, then you don't eat enough candy.
I don't eat a lot of candy.
You need to be better.
I'm all about the fit life, so I just...
Yeah. Oh, shut up.
That was one of the worst.
So, how many cheat meals do you eat a week?
Listen.
Right now.
If we're talking about cheat meals...
Okay, let's start this way. How many meals do you eat a week?
Let's see, roughly about...
How many do you eat a day, and then, give or
take?
So,
roughly, like, two a day.
So, you're only eating twice a day?
Yeah.
So you're eating roughly 14 to 16 times a week? We'll call it somewhere in that range, 14 to 18.
Yeah, well, the injury is putting me a little bit behind if I was...
What does the injury have to do with eating, though?
Because I'm not burning as many calories.
Okay, so your TDE is a little bit...
Right.
Lower.
Exactly.
So but how many cheat meals?
Cheat meals?
By the way,
let me say this. Cheat
meals
kind of weird because it's like me, I eat 5 meals a day.
I was going to say, and let me say this too. We just got done devouring at least collectively.
Yeah, today that was my cheat meal.
Yeah, we went to...
I didn't cheat on that.
Buzz Brews?
You didn't
cheat on that? Every meal is a cheat meal for me. Because I feel like if I set a high bar, I'm just going to end up upsetting myself. So... I feel like every meal is...
So you don't set a bar at all?
No. Why set it?
The bar isn't set at all.
Yeah, there is no bar.
So therefore you can't fail.
No, precisely,
but
Watson.
But you can't succeed either.
Well, exactly. I mean, what if I'm not...
What is success?
Success is a... What did we say earlier? It's a... What's your reality?
Perception. Reality.
Yeah, my...
Perception is reality.
Yeah, but my reality is I'm winning every day.
Okay.
If I'm active for at least an hour and a half every single day... Then I've achieved what I wanted to achieve that day. Because I feel like, well, you have to understand.
But at what point do you raise that bar?
Yeah.
So you're content with that forever?
Well,
do you not
of right now, I feel like I'm in a healthy state. If I ever really want to, like, drop a little bit more weight, because right now I'm comfortably at between 205 and 210. When I was my heaviest, like, 3.5, 4 years ago, it was like 265, 270.
So was that 50 pounds, 60 pounds?
In
2 years?
Well, no, and actually, you know what really kind of kick-started me losing a lot of weight was Primos. Not because cocaine, but because, because I was working out at the compound, which you ended up at earlier today, mistakenly. That was my fault. I apologize. But it's because I was eating
that long?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, I didn't.
But
I
was eating chicken, rice, and black beans with mushrooms every single meal, and it was great because I never had to cook it. Because obviously we got the discount from working there, so I lost a ton of weight because I stopped eating fast food, I stopped eating sweets, which wasn't a big deal, but I stopped drinking sodas, and I dropped
also
like 45. And I the cocaine from Primos was also. It turned out it was flour the whole time.
sugar.
Which, you know, you'd think they have flour to make tortillas, but
Get arrested for that?
If you have a
little bag the size of a drug bag, a Coke bag, and it's full of flour only, are you getting arrested for that?
Well, you know, I don't think
probable cause.
Maybe, back in the day.
I think there's a law on that where let's say you're at a rave.
Okay.
And you are, you know what? You're like, hey, you know what? I'm gonna fuck these retards over. I'm just gonna bring in some pills or some capsules of L-arginine,
or fat burners, caffeine.
So just some capsules with nothing illegal in them. But because
caffeine,
think about it,
yeah.
Someone's gonna come up to you. Hey, you got any Molly? Sure, cool. $10 a pop. Cool. Here's 3. Perfect. And then it's over. You got your $30. They got their L-arginine.
So this just turned into an entrepreneurial podcast.
I can't recall my point was going to be. Is this why you don't smoke weed before the podcast?
We were talking about
cocaine, Primos.
So there's a law on that. Like, if I get arrested selling some L-arginine or even having
like false advertisement.
Like that, well, I can't recall what the law was, but if like your intention is
to sell or whatever,
and they know that, then you can be arrested. So it's not even about the drugs; it's like just intent to sell, maybe.
For the record, we did not see any cocaine distributing at Primo's.
I've never.
We're just never. Joking, joshing.
I played the fifth.
it's called counterfeit illegal drug selling. Selling counterfeit illicit drugs is illegal even if the substances used to make the imitation drug are not illegal on themselves. It is illegal to distribute or sell counterfeit fake drugs in many U.S. states, including Nevada, Ohio, Illinois, Florida, Michigan, and Massachusetts.
Not Texas.
I'm going to see if it does say Texas.
I actually helped a friend sell fake stuff one time, and I didn't know. I wasn't aware of it.
The greatest part, when we're talking about flour, it's on the list of things not to be able to sell as fake drugs. It says it right here.
Right, so
on
you
Wikipedia,
can't have flour
so you know
in a bag and be like, oh, it's flour.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you doing with half a gram of flour?
Nowadays you can exactly. Have you seen those YouTube videos where they cook like at full meals but like very miniature?
Yeah,
like I run a YouTube channel where we cook tiny foods.
No way.
You should go check it out. Literally look it up on YouTube. It's tiny cooking, and these people use tweezers and they use candles instead of stovetops. So they make these little stovetops out of like aluminum foil, and it looks like an actual kitchen. And then they use, instead of an actual, like, you know, convection oven or anything like that, they use little candles and they put the pots over it and it boils the water. And they take all of the certain measurements and they just condense it down into, like milliliters, basically. It's insane. It's one of those, you know, oddly satisfying things to watch.
Yeah.
It's a lot like that.
Just like that. What's that stuff where they yell into, not yell, whisper in the microphone?
Oh, is it EDSM? Is that what it is? I'm gonna type in. There's a thing on Netflix like BuzzFeed video about that, and it's. I'm gonna put creepy.
Have you seen
ear
that pale chick on YouTube, who's just high pitched voice and she just says random shit? It's got creepy ass music. She's super pale, dark hair, and she's like. Okay, so I saw like on these Snap ads or whatever. She's talking about marriage. Yeah, bro.
What?
I'm gonna
Dakota and I just had a very odd like moment of looking at each other and just in utter confusion.
Bro, I'm gonna show it to you. But okay, this chick goes, Justin Bieber's getting married. And it's just like silent, weird pause. Creepy as fuck. And she's like, should I get married?
And she's
like,
do I want
to get married? Yeah, dude, she's this fucking big ass YouTube star. Let me see.
Creepy YouTube star. Okay, creepy, pale YouTube girl.
Yes, yes.
It's like, do you remember Salad Fingers? Did you ever?
Oh, that stuff was crazy. I love
Rusty Taps. Do you remember that one? Spoons. You ever watch that one? Spins. Spoons. Does it say, is it this girl?
Yes, that's her. Is that her?
I'm Poppy?
Oh my god, bro. Creepy.
Really?
Creepy.
Oh, I had angry music on here.
Fast forward to
what it's she 18 did. Million views.
Yeah. I am creepy. I'm Poppy.
She's gonna be here at the House of Blues on February 15th.
Bro, so she.
What the
fuck? Yeah.
Okay, we're.
She's still going!
3 minutes in. I'm 5 minutes in.
I'm Poppy. It's probably a loop, though.
Hi, I'm Poppy, and today I'm going to answer your questions.
Creepy!
Why is that creepy?
Our first question comes from @gingerbreadman.
And it's a woman.
Hi, Poppy. My question is, what is your favorite movie?
Poppy's favorite movie is documentaries.
Hi, Poppy. My question is, what are your other hobbies besides singing and dancing? Love you.
So weird. I love you too, @Zoe914. Poppy's favorite hobbies are knitting and painting.
So it looks like a niche.
Yeah, like, yeah. No, she's hitting it, bro.
What does she do?
She just talks.
She's a YouTube personality. Well,
why are you bringing her up?
Why am I bringing her
Meet
up?
This is the Business Insider story. Meet Poppy, the 22-year-old YouTube star who has already inspired her own religion.
Oh, we're talking about weird stuff on YouTube, right?
Yes.
Anyway, she has a music video out. And it's like she's talking like that all high-pitched voice. And then all of a sudden, she's like rubbing like fake blood on her face, and it's just like pitch black, and she's super pale. Yes!
Creepy.
You look up her music video, and that's why I brought her up.
Bro, she's got a million subscribers. Over a million subscribers.
I'm Poppy. I'm Poppy, S.A.
Yeah. I'm Poppy Holmes.
Dude, she was born in 95. Oh! Kitten Caboodle. This podcast, you thought your Coors Light was good. Bro, we've got now.
I want to taste that.
Well,
yeah. That's what it's for, bro. But.
So this is we've got. This was on Instagram on Nico B's Instagram. He was on a search last week for
the
infamous Bang Rainbow Unicorn drink. If you haven't had Bang before, what would you? It's like an energy drink.
Pre-workout.
Yeah, like a pre-workout. So
I don't know. I would consider it an energy drink.
Would you? I would. Yeah.
How many?
300 milligrams.
Of caffeine?
Yeah.
Zero sugars per 300 can.
300 milligrams of caffeine, I guess that is getting towards it.
Yeah, bro.
It's not intended for individuals under the age of 18.
But come on. Why? I just don't see why you... If it is a pre-workout, I just don't see why someone... I understand they probably taste good, but like, I just wouldn't want to drink a 16-ounce carbonated beverage before I work out.
If you drink it 30 minutes to an hour before, you're golden, bro.
But think about how long is it going to take you to drink that?
Me? Have you ever shotgunned an energy drink before? And that's a serious question.
I don't do well with carbonation in my throat.
Oh, do you have like a small esophagus?
It's just like, if I take two swigs of Sprite back to back, I have to burp like 4 times. And I get the hiccups.
Oh.
I'm not kidding.
And then you get scared. You have to be scared to get rid of the hiccups. Like, ah.
Well, it's just too time consuming.
I think the oxygen to esophagus ratio is probably off.
1 ounce of water and then half a scoop of powder.
What kind of pre-workout? Let's take this to a little more of a fitness. I'm going to go grab... Talk about your pre-workout. I'm going to go grab a couple of glasses because I don't want to go full ham on one of these.
Taco.
I mean, I like Black Taco Market Stem.
You eat tacos or bulk.
No.
But that's what I use. But in the long run, you're gonna if you are using pre workout on a regular basis, you're better off getting a powder form because how much is it? What do those cost? $2?
Yeah, $3.
Okay, $3 a day.
And also, $3 how much time did it cost you?
That's
yeah. These unicorns cost
so that's
me
that's $90 a month.
Yeah, no.
If you were to let's just say hypothetically, you drink one every single day for before the gym or just to start your day. That's $90 a month. Like, you're better off just getting
Yeah, see, but I don't buy these on the reg. But
this was much more of like, I'm going to tell you right now, I just poured it. I'm extremely disappointed because it's just clear.
It's not rainbow colors?
No, I thought it was going to be pink or blue at least. I'm extremely upset. The can is pink and blue. Yeah, the can is like a North Carolina baby blue and pink.
Who do you think does a better gay voice?
Out of us? Yeah. All three of us?
No, not me.
I can't. Definitely.
Well, I want to hear you try it.
I can't
though.
Do one.
You can't, like, you a little can less? Try. You can't just little put a little
yeah,
S,
I've heard
X,
it.
Extra S's on the end of it?
I've heard it. I can't do
it. There was a stutter. All right. Do you want to try this?
I'll just take a sip.
All right. Here. Well, you can use an actual can. All right. Here. You want to try this? This is the... Have you tried it already?
Yeah. Where I slammed one on the day before opening of Victor's Gym.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh. It's not... Bad.
It's not bad
at
all.
It's really sweet, and I could never see myself drinking 16 ounces of that before the gym.
The pump, though, man. The pump.
The pump.
You
do it for the pump.
I swear I
do. I've had the Bang powder form.
I haven't had the powder form.
Honest to goodness, I don't ever get a pump. And they actually sell these, the Bang drinks, at the gym we were just at. I've never gotten a pump from them. I've never felt like more. I guess because in the powder form, because of the, what's the niacin? This doesn't have a lot of niacin, so I don't get that skin tingling effect.
Yeah.
And to me, if I get that, that's my ultimate pump.
Well, I mean,
that's
ultimately what a pre-workout
is. Yeah, Katie likes that tingly, too. I prefer not to be tingly. I like Red Lines, to be honest. Mine's my favorite. It's not carbonated.
Yeah.
You only need this fucking 2 ounces of it.
Do you not drink more, though? I drink the whole bottle sometimes.
Over time, yes.
No, I straight up.
Have you ever tried to drink half?
No, I've only drank the entire bottle
just
once.
Just drink half. It's not that much of a difference. I'm just being honest with you.
Do y'all cycle off your pre-workouts? You just steadily
bang through it? I'll do half a red line for probably a week, 2 weeks, and then I'll go to 3/4 of a red line, then I'll go to a full red line. And once I get to a full red line, I need to start thinking
about So, okay.
He
so
always
what?
Does a whole one.
Yeah, so, we just covered
it's
that.
It's not that. It's only, I mean, it's, come on.
When do you cycle off? So what, after 4 months?
Have you ever ate 2 hamburgers?
Always.
Yeah.
That's 2 servings.
Yeah, but for how long?
I mean, not that long. Probably a week. I mean, they're expensive. I'm not. I don't like spending $4 a day to go to the gym. Think about that.
Yeah,
that's fair. I
so if I can drink half, it's $2 a day.
That's okay.
You know, but
okay.
And then I switch over to powder, and then the
see, I'm all about yeah, pre workout powders.
I can go almost 2 months with one can for $50.
One can. Oh, really?
Yeah,
I switch it up between pre workout, and sometimes I'll actually drink coffee because coffee makes me feel more focused. It doesn't make me feel as jittery.
See, my thing is, like, I put a bunch of sugar in my coffee, so I don't really like
it.
I
guess I'd be better off with an espresso shot or something.
Yeah, I like my coffee like I like my heroin. Just black. It's black tar. It's black tar. So, okay, that's enough about fitness because we've, also, by the way, I don't know if you knew this, but Carmelo is a Houston Rocket. This is a little sports related. They're going to get rid of him. They're cutting Carmelo, by the way. That's your.
Have you seen that? That's what we were talking about.
The ear, yes. Okay, it's called something.
The what,
bro? It's these girls
ear
that
fetish.
Get on a microphone and they're like super close, and then they'll have like weird fucking textured items.
You gotta talk.
And then they'll say, "What's that?" And then they whisper, but the whole time they have dry mouth, and all you can hear is.
Okay, that's weird.
Do you like that noise? Anyways, apparently it's supposed to be calming. And I fucking hate it, bro. All you hear
it's
is
creepy. It's
because
creepy.
They have such cotton mouth.
Just, why do they have cotton mouth?
No, okay, I'm gonna try and find it. I think it's
It's supposed to be relaxing, and people subscribe to these things just because it's a different stimulus and it helps them
ear stimulation.
I guess What I would think it would help them like disassociate from the world.
I'm getting upset because like ASMR, that's what it is. And I said it because my friend and I, Anna, we talked about this, and then she gives me a hard time because now it's one of those things where you know when you look something up on the internet or YouTube, then it like features it like in Instagram videos.
Oh yeah.
So for a little while, I was getting like Instagram ads like, check out this ASMR seminar, and it's so
what
creepy.
Is ASMR?
I'm gonna play it for you. So, and this is the thing, the microphones they use are shaped like ears because they want to like almost touch your ears with
slam.
With their voice.
God, I just realized what you said.
It's a okay. Let's see if I'm just gonna do the first one. It's got like a 1.2 million views. And so she's rubbing brushes against her ears. This one's actually like making physical contact, rubbing like rubber gloves. Oh, they wave quietly. It's creepy. Oh, he's like touching her shoulders and her hair. Okay, this one's not as good. I'm gonna find one that like the people actually talk.
I love watching other people get massages.
ASMR.
It's very relaxing. This is gonna
ruin my whole YouTube search from now on.
She's.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Frivolous Fox ASMR.
What does ASMR stand for?
So she's.
Go drink some water, oh, damn it.
It's so weird. It's so weird. And she's not. No, she doesn't have dry mouth. That's just what. If you get super intimately close to someone's ear, you hear all of, like, the malfunctions.
Malfunction.
Malfunction. Look how many views that has. 9.6 million.
I mean, this is borderline erotic.
So she's got a setup in front of her, this frivolous fox, and it looks like a human head on both sides. So she's got ear-shaped microphones that she's
getting. Stop! Oh, she's looking.
Oh, she's licking the earlobe.
She's eating Pop Rocks.
All right, so that's a gist. We watched way too much of that. Now it's going to be all on my. Yeah.
You should look into that, bro. There's a market.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat some Pop Rocks and just open your mouth and let them pop.
I'm just going to rub
up on that screen.
I'm just going to get really close to the microphone and drink different flavors of Bang. That's exactly. And then you hear the ah. I'm gonna post something that at 22 minutes in, you'll hear an ASMR demonstration.
Click here for the link.
So we were sitting at at lunch today. We'll say a late lunch. Dakota, ooh. you made a comment that really got you fired up, and that was the fact that you can park anywhere in Dallas. you were so passionate about it. You're saying you could park anywhere in the city of Dallas and get away with it?
Anywhere you would like, yes.
In the middle of the road, just...
Yes, I would say you can park anywhere you fucking please, anywhere. You could stop in the middle of the fucking highway, and I would say that as long as you keep your hazards on, you can stay there for probably up to one hour.
Which, while I mean, still that's, getting that's back to,
yeah,
more than enough time to go grocery shopping.
Anything you need to do. So if next time you're in Dallas, if you're getting a little flustered because you see where the post office is or wherever, but you can't find anywhere close to park, just park right in fucking front.
And go put your hazards on.
Get whatever you need to do. Toss your hazards on. Get done whatever you need to get done and come back out and leave. The parking's free on the street, but if you park anywhere in like a parking lot, it costs money.
$20 an hour.
It's $20 an hour or free in the street.
That sounds like a really bad hooker.
But
$20 an hour, but free in the streets.
It's a gamble you have to take.
It's insane. Like you know, we have a 4-lane road, and each lane on both sides is literally it's like parking spaces, and then you have two more lanes, and then you got people parking in those lanes.
What's the worst that could happen?
Nothing.
You don't think your car? Oh, let's say your car get towed or hit.
Your car would get towed
or hit.
It's 20.
If they hit you, it's their fault. If they from behind, so it's 20, you know the law.
Yeah.
Hey, you hit me, motherfucker!
That's on you. That's on you.
What if your car gets stolen?
Gap insurance.
Yeah, you report it stolen.
Stolen.
Stolen. No one's gonna steal it. They're just gonna go around it and bitch about it.
Yeah. Maybe put a sticker on it.
Plus, it won't be there long enough. Plus, no one's going to steal your 98 Lexus.
Oh, that's a G. How dare you?
How many miles does your Lexus have on it?
195,300.
Okay, and that's sad because yours
mine's an 08 and it has 205,000.
And mine's an 03 and it has 198,000. Yeah. Yours is the oldest car with the least amount of miles on it.
And mine's got the most miles and drives the best.
That's probably true.
No. Yours, yeah. There's his, no way yours
his
drives.
His doesn't smoke under the hood, and it doesn't sound like metal rubbing against each
but
other.
But mine still drives amazing.
I think ours all... I mean, mine technically drives extremely well. It just shakes after you get above 60 violently.
I can go pretty fast. I was going like 110 on the expressway.
In 40?
No, there's actually no there's actually no traffic laws whatsoever in Dallas, so you can go as fast as you want. I learned that. It's been about a year and a half, 2 years I've been out in Dallas now, and I've realized it. You never see cops, and seldomly, and the very few times that you do, they're normally passing you, regardless of your speed. I was going 77 in a 60, and I'm driving. It's like 4 a.m., and I see a cop passing me, and I kind of freaked out for a second. Was like, went to slow down, and I was like, hold on, he's already went past me.
Remember? Yeah.
17 over.
Can a cop do anything to you if they're in front of you?
I mean, I guess they could slow down and pull you over.
No, apparently, I'm friends with a buddy who said that if a cop
I guess
is
there's
in front
no
of
proof.
You,
there's
yeah,
no proof.
There's no proof. So if a cop is in front of you, and then he proceeded to wail on his horn and honk at the cop, and the cop did nothing, the cop was also probably like, oh, this guy's an idiot. I don't want to deal with this right now. But so yeah, there's you can park. That's a
the
public
reality
service.
Is the cops just have other shit they to do.
Well, and it's funny because we all grew up in the suburbs, so like we grew up where if you saw a cop behind you,
you're worried.
Oh shit!
Right, exactly.
Like my make sure my inspection's good. Yeah, I have my insurance is up to date. Is my gas light on? Because they might
did
give
I
me
do
a ticket
all
that for
cocaine?
That. Yeah, did I work at Primo's today? Because that's probable cause in Garland. What do I do? And over here, it's like you get scared, and you have to like physically be attacking someone for them to be like, "Hey, knock it off."
And then they might just be like, "Hey," like they like whistle at you, give you
like,
a whistle.
Yeah,
hey, we're right here.
Quit it.
I'm sorry.
Go sorry. In the corner. Yeah, we'll beat the shit out of each other in the corner. What else? We also kind of touched on. I think this was a really not a touchy topic, but it really got you fired. Anything got you? You were fired up today. I think you were already fired up because let's. I may or may not have accidentally told you to go to the gym that we had gone and worked out at before, which is in the city of Garland, which is about 25 to 30 minutes east of here on I-30, where Nick and I went to the gym that we've gone to for the past couple times, which is about, what, 2 minutes away from your apartment?
Yeah, about five.
About 5 minutes away. So you no made an time. Unnecessary round trip to Garland because of my... So you were hot.
Let's see, it was 30 minutes to get there, 30 minutes to get back where I was... And then another 5 minutes. So
you were hot coming in.
So it was an hour and 5 minutes in.
Yeah, you were hot. That was my and that's my fault.
Yeah, I had a lot of time to think.
Our communication was a tad bit off today, but the reason that you were already hot, and then I think this made you hotter was the you don't like grass fed beef.
This is why I'm hot.
I just don't, and I think it's just maybe it's just an acquired taste. You know, it's like scotch. You know, where of course like when you start drinking scotch, you hate it by the end of the movie.
Right.
So maybe I've never had grass-fed beef.
You've never had it, but you don't like it.
No, I had never had it till that point.
Oh, okay.
I've always eaten whatever the other option is.
Processed.
I really lean beef, but it's just not.
Are you a 95.5 kind of guy?
96.4. 97.3 sometimes.
So if you get an
80, I don't taste the difference, so why not?
Well, I must say, if you get an 80-20 and just cook it down, then drain the fat, isn't that the same thing?
No.
No?
Definitely
not. That's a hypothetical question. But, I get 90-10.
No, it's not the same thing. But what I will tell you, in my opinion, is there's not much of a taste difference. So and I follow a low-fat diet, if I can, for the most part. So if... I'll always take a lower, leaner cut because I'd rather get my fat somewhere else.
That's fair. Like from what? Like Reese's Pieces that are too small?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I typically actually always need to eat more fat. I kind of actually go even lower because I'm just so used to eating a lot of my meats lean.
That's fair. So if I were to like make you two hamburgers and you wouldn't know which one's which, and you wouldn't be able to tell the difference though?
I wouldn't think so, no.
No, okay.
Assuming that they were all cooked the same and everything's the same. Exactly.
Well, yeah.
I would say that, let's say 80-20 versus 90-10, I would say no chance that you taste the difference.
No. And I would say even with
80-20 and maybe 96-4, you might taste the difference.
What about
be greasier.
What about 80-20 grass-fed versus 80-20 processed?
I would think I would be able to taste the difference because, I mean, from the I from the grass-fed beef that I have had, I did not like it at all. Like, it was much, much, much different flavor.
Now we're going to take it a step further. Extremely because we different flavor. Because we went to eat at Buzz Brews, and they have the Impossible Burger, which is a full-on scientifically engineered burger to taste like meat, look like meat, and bleed like meat, but it's not meat. Do you think if we put those three in front of you, you'd be able to tell which one's processed, Impossible, and grass-fed? Because now I want to make like a whole
YouTube
video.
I don't know. I couldn't say yes or no because I've never tasted it, so I don't know what they've done to it.
Nick, I don't know about you. I want to do this. Like, I want to go to Buzz Brews and like have a little camera set up in front of Dakota and then have him eat a grass-fed, a regular, and an Impossible, like little sliders, and then see if he can figure out the difference.
I did a thing at work one time with this guy who said he could tell the difference between whole milk and 2%. For a fact, and I knew he couldn't because I drink them both all the time.
Did you drain him dry of his money?
I didn't bet him any money.
You should have. You're a gambling man. I would have done that.
Yeah, he would have done it for money though. Oh, I just wanted to prove that he was an idiot.
And you did.
Yeah, so could he look at it? Because you can't
tell the difference in looking at it either. The only way to tell the difference is looking at the label.
Well, yeah, I mean,
nah, I don't know, bro. Just like a vodka.
You can't tell the difference in vodka for sure.
The cheaper vodkas stick to the glass a lot more than like a Belvedere.
I don't think it would be enough for you to tell the difference. And as shit won't taste the difference. I took a wine and spirits class on this. And
we all did. It's called TABC.
No, an actual like in college complete waste of money class.
Oh, okay.
Like we spent hours talking about nonsense.
Kind of like high school, like the entire education we get in high school. Like,
exactly.
Hey,
it's exactly like that.
Yeah, Pythagorean theorem. But, hey, I don't know how to do my taxes, so...
Right. Listen, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
Fact.
Yeah.
Science.
Write it up. Write it up. So, something else we talked about was... because we have a lot... You know, collectively, we know a lot of the same people, but we also have, obviously, our separate friend groups, is we've all been involved with pyramid schemes.
Oh,
and so, because I think we've all agreed that our personal favorite is Keani, because it's like, hey,
I think they're changing the name too.
To hey, this is a scheme.
I don't know. I think they're just going to change the name and start over.
That would be as a business. You know, that's what happened with Yeti. The guy who invented Yeti, there was two guys. One of them split off and got bought out and took the same technology and went and made Arctic. It's spelled RTIC.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah.
It's the exact same thing. This says Arctic. And it's like
cheaper. Half the price. It works the exact same
thing. And then
they did a test on it on YouTube.
Yeah. And then it's the same thing. And then Yeti came out and said they were anti-NRA, so Arctic was like, well, we'll be NRA. And so they started getting more popular than Yeti. But yeah, so I would not be surprised. What would you name a startup company like Keani? If you were given all of the benefits, or not the benefits, but if you were given the company of Keani and you had to honestly name it, what would you name it?
I mean, that's too complex of a question for me to tell you in a second. I'd have to think about it.
I would just say Pyramid.
Pyramid?
I would name it the Triangle Company and let you figure it
that
out.
That would be funny.
Yeah, like an ironic pyramid scheme.
I mean, what
the
fuck does Keani mean? What is that?
Where'd
that word come from? Do they literally pull that right out of their ass?
You know what? It would be surprising if they
Let's
did.
Let's just call it Manani.
Manani. Third party Keani review. Is Keani a scam and you? And
I'd
should
probably,
you join?
I'd probably name it 100% organic.
I think that most people can kind of assume and understand that it's probably something fishy going on when the whole promotion of the whole product is to sell it, not to buy it, not to use it.
Yeah.
Like, if you go to those seminars and whatnot, and I may be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that the whole point is to sell it. Like, they don't ever say, hey, you should take it and use it for your benefit. It's always sell, sell, sell.
Yeah.
Or sign people up underneath you. That's it.
Exactly.
That's how they make the money. It's not selling the products.
Right. And it's not taking the product. Most of the time, like, it's a business opportunity. That's how people present it. It's not like a... Like, for instance, even Herbalife, like, a lot of people think Herbalife is, a pyramid scheme, but it really isn't. It's just,
they
over-talk it. They're like, hey, all you have to do is drink this shake once a day, eat right the rest of the time, exercise daily, and you're going to be in great shape.
It's two shakes a day.
Either way, it doesn't matter. One shake, two shakes, 10 shakes. It's not the shakes. It's the fact that the rest of your diet's good, and you're exercising. It's, like, if let's say, hypothetically speaking... I put you on that same protocol, hand you Herbalife tubs, take what actually is in the Herbalife out and put regular protein powder in it and tell you to drink two shakes a day and replace the two meals,
yeah.
You would get the exact same results.
Yeah.
So my point is, it's not the Herbalife that's doing it. It's everything else that you're doing. But it's fine because it does work, and it's just protein powder for the most part, or some type of,
pills.
I don't know.
Protein
yeah.
pills.
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about, like, caffeine or fat burners.
Yeah.
It's just a scam.
Scam.
It's a whole, it's just, it makes you feel jittery.
Fat burners are a scam. The only thing fat burners really do is make you not hungry. So you're not, you're burning fat because you're not hungry.
Which,
not
I don't know about you guys, whether I'm working out or not, one of my favorite things in the world to do is eat.
Yeah. I would rather eat my food than drink it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you're on a strict, if you're on calorie, but let's say you had to eat 10,000 calories a day. Seriously. Now, after eating 10,000 calories a day for 4 or 5 days, now are you a little more okay with eating some of your, drinking some of your calories?
Well,
depends on
what
I'm
eating.
Do you know
how exhausting it would be to eat 10,000 calories in a day?
Oh, I could imagine.
I mean, it depends on where you're eating it. Like, if you want, we're talking healthy or unhealthy, because I go to Whataburger and knock out about 1,500, 2,000 in like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But how long till you're hungry again after that?
Oh, at least an hour.
Now, yeah, the cleaner the food, the higher the volume will be, so the harder it would be.
Exactly.
Yes. So yeah, we'll just do half and half.
Yeah,
5,000 clean, 5,000 dirty.
This is great. I'm looking on Reddit because this is under the subreddit called scams, and we're talking about Keanu.
Scams.
And it says a friend of mine is involved in the Keanu scam. How can I help him see that it's all bullshit? He keeps posting pics with sports cars and photo description on his Facebook feed, like "be a leader, not a sheep." So I told him he's effectively a sheep. I'm waiting for his response to lay it on him. What's the best way to convince him this is a dumb scam? Also, he claims to he turned $550 into $5,500. And I'm just looking through the answers. Honestly, you should just let him be a dumbass is the first answer. Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, you essentially know anybody that is involved with Kanye is probably stupid and just or just false hope and if to get rich, you know?
Yeah, it's true. A get rich.
That's that's what they're selling. They're selling that false hope of getting rich.
Yeah,
that's essentially what they're selling. They're not selling Kayani. They're selling you false hope. Like, hey, give us some money and you can get rich.
Yeah,
First Form. You know, First Form. They're starting out to be like that too.
What do you mean?
Buy into this program, become a member, and you get supplements and all this.
It's
stuff.
Like Scientology.
Just buy
into
it.
Oh, don't even.
It's the same thing as Scientology.
First Form. Yeah, because I seen a dude on Facebook, and he's a First Form representative. And in my opinion,
explain what First Form is, because I'm sure the people are listening.
Supplement line, essentially.
Supplement line, yeah,
okay.
Fitness line.
Okay.
But in my opinion, if you're going to be a representative of any kind of fitness line, apparel, you would have to look the part.
So you're saying, are they not?
No, this guy, I was just wondering, because he had all this First Form tagging, and I just wondered, well, how did he get sponsored?
Is he flabby?
But
or is he
small?
I mean,
he looks athletic, but...
I mean, I look athletic. People don't look at me and go, whew, that guy is a star.
And the thing is if you check his timeline, the when he started First Form, he also had done Herbalife for Keanu before.
Oh,
so when I was like, "Hey, how does this guy get sponsored?" And something
hold
like
on,
me?
Herbalife for Keanu. What do you
or
mean?
Before? Or
Herbalife before Keanu? Okay.
Yeah. Or,
huh?
Herbalife or
what if he can't see?
Well, he should do Herbalife if he had two. If he had to pick one of the two.
Either way, I was just curious. I'm not hating on the guy. By all means, make your money.
What even is Keanu? Does anybody know?
It's just like okay.
What is it?
Yeah, because.
I'm trying to do research.
I just know that if you sell it, you'll get rich. That's all I know.
Okay, so
they buy you cars.
Yeah, and you and they give you diamonds and sapphires or something.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Sapphire level is like you make like $150 million a month or something.
Keanu's been around since 05.
You just have to work for like 2 seconds and you're loaded for, and you're rich and family forever.
The only way to make that money, start off young, use your parents as leverage.
Yep. Look, it's funny you say that because remember, I don't know if you experienced this out of high school. What was the first company that approached all of us out of high school?
Oh, the scissor cutting.
Cutco.
Cutco, yeah.
Cutco. Do you remember this?
Sell these knives and the scissors that can cut through a penny.
Yeah. And in all fairness, if you think about Cutco, that was actually, you probably learned more as to be an adult from Cutco than you did any, like, being in high school whatsoever. Because I remember my friends that got, like, that were a part of it, you're basically a door-to-door salesman selling knives.
Yeah.
They were great knives. My parents still have a Cutco knife from like 2006.
You're not denying the fact that those knives work. It's just, do you want to be a door-to-door salesman?
Oh, exactly. Dude, I hated that.
But it forced
no
us.
No one
as
wants
teens.
You to talk to them at their door.
Especially more so Sorry. Now. Now like, at Amazon Prime, where you could just literally have Cutco knives.
If it's
delivered
not a text
you.
Message, we don't want it. Yeah. In 2018. We don't want a phone call. We don't want a door knock. We want a text message only.
Is there a person that would if they called you, you would answer it?
Only a handful of people.
Okay, I was about to say, you were silent. I thought you were just going to go, no. Like,
only a handful of people and only in certain situations. Like, yeah, I answered the phone if Nick called today.
That's, oh, like, where are you? I'm not here. Yeah,
but there are
here.
A lot of people that if I'm on the couch watching TV, I'll look at my phone and be like, boop, nope.
Yeah, call them back. Yeah.
Like, but it's just like, because for the most part, it's most people that wouldn't.
Who wants to even talk on the phone? It's such an inconvenience.
It is. But I'm gonna close what we were talking about. Yes, Keanu's a scam, but at the same time, it's not far off from what we do every like month, and that is get supplements because it is just
I don't
like
eat any supplements at all.
Well, I don't either. I drink them.
The only thing I drink is pre-workout.
I drink pre-workout. I do have protein.
I don't even have protein.
I do creatine. Because I feel like creatine is researched enough to where it's actually, it does
creatine,
help.
Creatine, you can take that all day, every day,
exactly.
Every year.
And it's one of those.
I don't think you'd notice a difference that much.
I notice a difference.
Let's say you take the creatine out. I don't think you'd notice a drastic difference.
Well, and you have to also think creatine is not so much a physical thing. It's also, if you mentally know that you're taking that creatine, it allows you to kind of open up that brain cell to push yourself a little bit further. Because for me, it is a bit of a. Well, it's that, and I think it also physically does help.
Well, it's a nootropic as well.
That's, yeah, what was Joe Rogan was talking about that recently.
The question is, how big of a difference does it make?
The world.
For me, dude, yeah.
No, really?
I have no
idea. I have a big. I mean, I can feel a big difference between zero supplementation for a workout.
Well, I think he's talking about
talking
just
about
creatine.
What do you mean supplementation?
Creatine or protein or anything or pre-workout versus
not.
Creatine.
I'm talking about creatine specifically because
yeah,
the pumps are unreal on that shit.
Unreal.
Well, I guess maybe I need to try for a bit.
I'm telling you, man.
I used to drink creatine as my pre-workout.
You should snort it.
Oh my god!
Just straight to the veins.
I know. I've snorted so much other stuff.
Pixie Six as you were a kid?
Yeah, bro. No, I felt juicy today because of the Bang.
Oh, you drank the Bang beforehand? Man, I've got this. Here's my thing. My
pre-workout completely faded away by the time.
I know. It's sad because I was sitting there selfishly in my car whenever he was like, he's at the wrong gym. And I went, damn, but I kind of want to get after it now because I feel that blood, I feel like tingling right now.
Oh, I do
really
too.
Want to get after it.
Just know that at that same moment, I was too.
I was
30 minutes out.
And that's why you were driving 110 miles an hour. You were like, I gotta go.
Niacin. Essentially, you can buy some niacin.
So, okay, I forgot what we were gonna get into. We were talking about Keanu is a scam. But it's no more of a scam than the supplement stores, Vitamin Shoppe and everything like that.
I guess it isn't really a scam because they're just very vague on their descriptions of how.
But you know you can get creatine through other things, like let's say meat.
Steak, yeah, red meat.
So essentially I could be taking more creatine than you are even with your supplementation.
That's fair.
Probably not because the supplements it's a lot easier to get it that way, but
right.
I'm just saying So that just proves that it is exactly what it said it is. It's a supplement. It's just
right.
What you can't get. But
yeah. I don't eat enough red meat to.
I don't
to
think
get
supplements
that,
are such a small portion of your overall like progress.
Yeah.
5% probably less.
Yeah, 100% agree.
Like take the creatine out. Like you're not going to still be 265.
Right.
You're going to be 266.
Instead of losing 50 pounds, you're going to gain one. Instead, that's how big.
But you're going to feel pumped.
You're
just going to feel swollen all over. All
right, so that's. I think we've done enough fitness chat because I feel like we need to get into some of these questions that we were talking about earlier. Because we're already at 45 minutes. This is going to be like a true. This is like the Joe Rogan podcast, but like none of it. There's no marijuana being passed around because it's illegal in Texas. So.
Well.
Some of us are extremely disappointed
in
that.
No liquor.
But
I think it sparks the imagination, but hey.
Hey.
There is a debate.
That is a debate. Anyway, so we were doing...
We do another podcast stone and see which one's better.
Well, that's funny you were talking about that. So when I was recording like the first round of podcasts with a friend of mine, we talked about doing one where I was on pre-workout and he was stone, and just see how our interactions were. Because I would obviously be geeked out and wired up, and he'd be like very much like, wow, that's so deep. But, all right. Because I feel like, aside from you, like Dakota and I have similar like careers at the moment. Einstein said, if you can't explain it to a six-year-old, you don't understand it yourself. How would you explain your job?
Mine?
If you can't explain it to a six-year-old, you don't understand it yourself. How would you explain what we do, Dakota?
What do you mean?
Like, explain what we do to a six-year-old.
It's just like when you're at home, you give me a little cup, and you're going to pour something in it, and then you're going to pour another thing in it.
And then you have a drink.
You're going to have some juice, and you know juice, like we have in the mornings? Like our apple juice or our orange juice?
Yeah.
We're going to have some of that, but then also a little bit of this bottle. Pretty easy.
And then it's like, well, what does that
parenting
bottle...
goals right there?
Yeah,
people. Parenting goals.
Yeah, and how does that make that other bottle make you feel?
It's called fun juice, sweetheart. You're gonna add about 1 ounce of that, and you'll have a pretty good time.
Yeah,
but why?
Because Daddy looks a lot cuter when you have the fun juice.
Okay.
Mommy likes Daddy a lot more.
But why?
What about you? Because Nick, you're. Keanu salesman.
Oh, damn.
No, you're...
That's right. Buy this nitric oxide booster.
Have you seen his Lambo?
Yeah, with a giant Keanu sticker on the back window.
Hey, they have a product that was backed by a Nobel Peace Prize.
I wonder how many things have been backed by a Nobel Peace Prize winner that have been absolute garbage.
That's the one thing that I didn't like.
Nobel Peace Prizes?
No, is the fact that they were pushing this supplement, and they're like, it's backed by the Nobel Peace Prize, blah, blah, blah.
What it is, though?
Nitric oxide. That's all it is.
Wait, NOS?
Nitric. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nitric oxide.
Like what Toretto had in his RX-7 in the first Fast and the Furious?
That's right.
Or is it Fast and Furious?
You never had your car, bro.
Yeah.
It's the Fast and the Furious.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the first one. Because now there's Nitro. There's a The Fast and the Furious, and then there's a Fast and Furious.
I think that's a Furious 8.
Then there's a Furious 8.
And
then there's a Furious 7.
Stop it, please.
It's all one word.
The question is, are they going to make 12 Creeds 2?
Maybe.
Rocky 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Creed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Like, stop, please.
I don't know. This next one looks pretty good.
It probably will be.
It looks like a lot. I'm going to see it. Just like we saw Bohemian Rhapsody. Nick hasn't seen that yet.
I've seen every movie. Me and my girlfriend have been to the movies probably 15 times in like 3 or 4 months.
Really?
We just go all the way like, whoa, what do you want to do? Nothing? Cool. Movies? Cool. Okay.
I think I've been there twice.
We saw, what was that movie? We saw the submarine movie last.
The Beatles. The Yellow Submarine.
I don't know what it's called.
That's the Red October
2.
Maybe that's out right now. Oh, we went and saw Free Solo. Have you heard of that?
Free Solo?
It's a documentary about Alex Honnold. And he Free Solo's El Cap.
You got
it's a 3,000-foot straight-up wall,
yes,
and he climbs
up
with no rope.
He was on Joe Rogan, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one of the most insane things to me is what...
He's free-soloed over 1,000 times.
That's unbelievable. I'm scared to get out of bed
okay,
in the morning.
Okay, so if this puts it into any perspective, so he free-soloed El Capitan, and I believe he climbed the whole wall in less than 4 hours. Most people, if you're a good climber... It takes them 4 or 5 days.
Well, and I think we got to say, Free Solo is mountain climbing with no ropes, no nothing. It's
rock
just your
climbing.
Hands with, or yes, rock climbing with just chalk on your hands.
Chalk only.
And that's it.
And this shit's straight up. It's like climbing this wall right here, basically.
Yeah.
And there's just like, there's one part where he said it's a thumb hold. That's all he's holding on with his thumb. So he's basically just putting pressure up against like this. And he's holding on to the fucking side of a wall 3,000 feet up. Where, like, one mistake and he's dead. And he's holding on with his thumb because that's all he can hold on to.
Well, and you know, I think he's married with a kid.
No, he's not. He doesn't have a kid.
Yeah, well, if I was him,
and
I wouldn't.
He's not married.
I thought he was married.
He has a girlfriend.
That's right. Because I saw him. I saw him. He did a show with Joe Rogan, and he was talking about. Joe Rogan goes, "I'm surprised you're not dead yet." Like, just blatantly was like, "It's good to see you. I thought you were going to be dead."
Shit.
So
it's always good. Yeah, he said it's always good to see you.
Yeah,
because you know you made it.
Yeah.
What would you say has been the movie of 2018 for the Mind of Dakota?
I honestly don't know. I would have to see I've smoked so much weed. I would have to see. I would have to see a list of everything that I've watched, and then make a educated. A rational decision on which one was the best.
What's your go-to? What's your go-to? Like, well, if you're at home on a regular day like today, and you're on Netflix, what do you have a go-to movie?
Friends.
What is the other one?
Poker?
No.
Wait, you watch? No.
What's it?
Rosie Rounders?
It's a clinical-based, hospital-based show.
Do you watch Grey's Anatomy?
Yes, that's it!
Do you watch Grey's Anatomy?
No.
Look how surprised he is. You don't watch that?
Katie watched it.
Do you watch it with her a lot?
I mean, whenever.
Whenever you're
sitting on the couch with your girlfriend and she's watching it, yeah, you tend to.
Okay, but why are you acting like
every time I came over there for like good 3 months straight, it was on, and he was just.
Okay,
was
first of all, if you haven't ever seen Grey's Anatomy, it's a really good show.
I haven't seen it.
Do you have a favorite character?
Yeah.
No.
Don't lie. Who do you relate yourself to the most in that show? What's his name?
Man, I guess Derek.
There you go. See if he knew his name.
Only because that's the only name I could think of. I was thinking the other guy, but I don't know his name.
McDreamy?
Yeah, him.
What about you, Nick? Do you have a show where you're like, I can relate to them?
Oh, God, bro.
Breaking Bad.
I can relate to them.
Oh shit!
Yeah, I don't know of a show at the top of my head, but
maybe
I've been,
Jonas Hill. You kind of look like you.
Bro, Jonah Hill.
I've been Jonas Hill.
Jonas,
isn't he the singer?
Oh, Nick Jonas.
Yeah. You look kind of like him.
I've been on this Orphan Black kid, bro.
Orphan Black. I think that's on Netflix, isn't it?
That's just straight drama. Drama.
What is it?
It's Orphan Black.
It's a female lead. And she's like a clone. She has to play like all kinds of clones. But, bro, if you want some drama in your life,
there's got
to
be a show like that you've grown up with, like Urkel,
Ross,
Family
and Friends.
Matters.
You're Ross and Friends.
Growing up, Ross.
Family
like,
Matters.
That's gonna be me.
Yep. See,
I love Family Matters.
I don't know. Mine was always JD from Scrubs. I love
Scrubs.
I don't think
I've ever seen Scrubs.
Scrubs is like if Grey's Anatomy was a good show.
Saved by the Bell. Who are you? Go.
Saved by the Bell? Screech, easily.
What about you?
What?
Saved by the Bell.
Who's my favorite character?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Screech?
Well, I mean,
I guess right now I'm AC Slater.
Okay, watch out, Big Swole.
Oh, that means that you're going to pick
Jack
Morris.
Right now.
I always related more to Zach.
You're a schemer? You're a Keanu Selvig?
See, yeah, growing up, I wasn't aware of what was going on, but then looking back, I'm like, yeah, that dude was trash, bro. He was such a sneaky snake. Zach.
There's a thing on YouTube, and the whole channel is on a College Humor, and the theme song is Zach Morris is trash, and it literally, go watch it on YouTube, especially people that are listening, it's fucking hilarious, because it goes through every single episode of Saved by the Bell, and they're like, in this episode, Zach convinces his friend to wreck his dad's car, and then gets a mechanic almost deported because he gets him to fix it, and then tells on the mechanic, and then it's just like, everything that Zach Morris does in Saved by the Bell, he's a piece of shit human being.
He's
awful. Yeah, I.
Right, but you don't realize that.
As a kid, you're like, man, he's so clever. I wish
he's
I was
getting
cool.
All the girls. He's
nice.
Got
the was, right, it's like, all smart.
Yeah, okay.
Good idea.
Sitcom growing up, who was the end-all, be-all girl for you?
Ooh, Jennifer Aniston, bro.
See, yeah.
Hold on, what?
Yeah.
Rachel and Friends.
In sitcoms, like in all sitcoms. See, for me, and I... You're gonna agree. Yep, there it is. Topanga Lawrence.
Topanga
Lawrence.
But bro, when they flash those nipples on Friends.
Whoa. Oh, see, and they knew. They never let the girls wear bras on Friends. Because it kept the male viewers in every single episode.
They got me.
I don't know if it was some kind of documentary or something, but if you notice in every single episode.
Yeah, I noticed, of course.
Yeah, doink, doink. Yeah.
Everyone noticed that Rachel's always nipping.
Oh my God.
Everyone noticed that.
They strategically would leave the set colder. and they would make them wear thin T-shirts with no bras, and that kept the male audience completely involved.
I would just be, you know what? I wish I had the job of just like nipple fluffer. Like, all right, we're about to start. We're about to start.
You got them like you're turning the knobs. Yeah, twist the radio knobs. Like,
do you think that would be a gateway position into doing some other stuff?
What?
I hope so.
Oh, like your stuff, like ASMR. So, we're back. Yeah, there you go. But yeah, so you'd be a nipple fluffer, and that would be your gateway into ASMR.
You know, Chandler was like completely like shit face blacked out for like 3 seasons.
Yeah,
he didn't even.
That blows my mind.
And that was me at Primo's for the first 2 years.
When you rewatch him, you know when, because he's so skinny.
Yeah,
yeah, and he actually looked better. I was like, man, Chandler looked really good in those middle couple seasons. By the way, I don't know if you saw the post that I put on Instagram, where it was a picture of a garbage bag, and the caption read something along the lines of, "This is a depiction of the show Friends." I have never received more criticism, and I even put, "This is not like my opinion. I think, you know, I happen to think Friends is an entertaining show. It's just not one that I've like invested in." It said, "Looking for a simple last minute Halloween costume idea? Why not go as the TV show Friends?"
Oh,
and it's a garbage sack.
Yeah, bro, that broke my heart.
I got so much negative backlash.
You got messages good. Like private DMs.
People were like, "That's
you're
bullshit.
Garbage,
that's
bro.
Shut up.
Yeah,
you're lying."
People were like,
"Let me see."
This person put offended. Like they were like offended. I'm
triggered. Did you put triggered?
I think I did put triggered. Oh good. Yeah, someone said so triggered. But yeah, I had to put trigger warning. And then I had this girl put, "Hell no, where's the report spam on this?" Like, like trying to report it.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, dude, they are absolutely, like, overly obsessed with this show. And it's not a bad show. I'm just like,
in the end, they will be there for you.
Only God can judge you. But they're like, you're going to hell for that one.
Yeah, you're done, bro.
I personally made the show Friends.
How dare you?
You're done.
I cursed the day that you were born. See, and then as far as like we're talking about like sitcom crushes, the one girl that always stuck out to me, the first girl that I ever had like a crush on in 1994.
Sabrina.
No, and this is from a movie. It was the girl from Jurassic Park, the younger girl.
Oh, I thought
she was...
Oh, you little nasty motherfucker.
There's those long khaki shorts.
She's still watching it now, beating his feet.
No, I remember back, it was like 93, 94, and there was a coloring book for Jurassic Park. Mind you, I was probably, let's see, 87,
where are you
8,
gonna go with
9,
this?
1, 2, 3. I was like 6 or 7 years old. There was a coloring book, and I hung her picture from the coloring book that I colored on the wall. And I was like, one day she will be mine. Oh, yes, she will be mine. Dude, I was absolutely enthralled with her. I thought she was the most beautiful girl in the world.
Did it have sticky pages?
No, no, that's how it stuck on the wall, though. Yeah, it just, I don't know. What was the first girl that was like, that opened your, like, you were like, okay, I'm all about these.
Puberty is officially hitting.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I ever, we went to pee on the side of the road. I can't remember why. I was with my family, I was young.
Okay, this is, all right.
And I went to pee on the side of the road, and as I was peeing, I saw these little, it was like a little piece of paper, and it was like, it had been outside for a while, it was raining, it was like rusty.
Rusty and piece of paper.
It was like, you know what I mean, though, like, just barely, just like,
yeah,
like
barely
weathered,
holding on, yeah.
Weathered.
That's a good one.
It was like the cover of a porno, and it was like the back, and it was like all the call girls, and I remember being so excited and folding it up.
And thus began my journey.
Yeah, and then your pocket looked all wet and damp.
That was the beginning of my journey, and then this was the next step. I remember I had brought a backpack over, and I cut out a secret compartment, and
what?
I went over to my cousin's house. And I stole one of his penthouses. And I shut the door, got home. And I remember I think this was before I knew that there was more to just looking at it.
Yeah.
If you get my drift.
Yeah, yeah. Things go places.
Self-exploration.
So I was just looking at it. And I was like Sunday morning.
You're
and I
a
got
male
caught.
Piece of shit.
I got caught looking at it in my mom.
Yeah, what a dog.
Wait, and what about, okay, see, that's yours
garbage.
A little more dirty, a little kinkier. Mine was more, like, wholesome. Like, I saw a girl that was about my age, and I was like, I have feelings for her. This is great. Like,
okay,
you were
so
like...
yours is more like gay.
Yep. And Nick?
Man, I went to private school, so I was